This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome to Fiqh class. Today, inshallah, we'll start with the zakah or alms tax. After we discussed the tahara, the salah, now we are moving to the zakah. This is the third pillar of Islam. Yarhamukumullah. Now, before we start with the rulings, we have to ask about the definition of the zakah. What's the meaning of zakah?
Charity.
No. It's not charity.
Charity is you give it when you want to, any quantity.
Yes, charity is something you give whenever you want. But the zakah, do you have the option or you have to pay it? You have to pay it, so it's not charity. Also, the other thing, charity is unspecified. You could pay whatever you want. But the zakah, it is specified. There is specific amount you have to pay. So it's not charity. What is it then? There is no specific translation. That's what we're trying to do now. Do you have something? A specified amount of obligatory tax? Well, if you say a specified amount of obligatory tax, on what? What you have for 1 year. Well, still, it's not correct, because what you have for 1 year may be subject to tax, to the zakah, and may not be subject to the zakah. Because you don't pay zakah for everything. Do you pay zakah for your watch? Do you pay zakah for your car? You're using your car. So what do we do? Still, it's not specific. We need a correct definition. Yes?
Is zakah like giving to people who really need it?
Giving what?
Giving money or?
Giving money?
Clothing.
That's solid.
Yes, do we have something from the students online?
Yes, she's asked that it's a bullet point payment of specific units as outlined by the Quran.
Yes. Obligatory payment on specific things as it's outlined by the Quran and the Sunnah. This is sufficient. This is good. Now, linguistically, what's the meaning of zakah?
In English?
Yeah.
Or in Arabic?
Both. Arabic or English?
Well, in Arabic, she just said that that's very close to the meaning of the word.
What?
She said a specific amount of money.
No, linguistic meaning. Yeah. Zakah means growing, growth, nama. Also, it means purification. Because it is as if you are purifying your money by paying the zakah. Now again, people think of what they are paying, not of what they are getting. So if they have $1,000, they have to pay $25 and they say, oh, I will pay this. Instead, you have to think that you are growing your money. You are increasing your money. That's the meaning of zakah. That's why it became obligatory. When the zakah was mandated? What year?
Sixth
of Hijrah.
Yes.
No? The second year of Hijrah. The same year, fasting was mandated. The zakah also was mandated on the second year of Hijrah. What's the advantage of legislating the zakah? Why zakah is obligatory? Again, it's not as what some people think. Whenever I want to pay, I will pay. Whatever I want to pay, I will pay. No, you have to pay. The moment the zakah is due and you don't pay it, it's not your money anymore. It's the right of the people, the recipients of the zakah. So why zakah is legislated? Solve the problems of the poor. Purify the wealth. Purify yourself. It's not only for your wealth, but also it's for yourself. When you are stingy, when you are holding the money and you pay the zakah, it improves yourself. It gives you the habit of giving. It reminds you that you got this money, there are people who don't have this money. You may be like them one day. It improves your feelings towards others. It eliminates all the problems of the society. Some people, they need money. If they, the others don't want to give it, they will remain poor. While in Islam, they have to give it. If they don't give it, the leader, the Muslim leader, he has to take it from them. Now, look at the world nowadays. What are the problems do we have? How many poor countries do we have? Many poor countries. Why? Isn't there enough money in the world? There is lots of money, but what's the problem? It's not distributed justly. And it will never. We have lots of organizations, lots of charity organizations. We have the International Bank. We have business, economy, all these experts. Can they tell us when there will be no poor on earth? Can they tell us that?
No.
It will never be. Here in America, how much do you pay tax? Sales tax, how much?
8.25,
right? Now, in Islam, do you pay 8 or you pay less? Much less. But it is enough. Why? Because it is distributed justly. At the time of Umar ibn Abdul Aziz, rahimahullah, within 1 year, there was no poor person on earth. That's the justice of Islam. Islam guarantees, I guarantee you, if people applied Islam only in the financial aspect, there will be no poor on earth. Within a very short time. But nowadays, ask all the experts, even the International Bank, government organizations, they cannot guarantee that on that specific day, there will be no more poor people. They cannot. Why? Because there is no justice. Now, this is one great thing about Islam, the zakah. Zakah is not something that you're giving and you want to tell the poor that this is a favor from you. It is a duty. You have to do it. Just like here, if you don't pay the tax, what will happen? You'll be in prison. They will take it from you. But again, the difference is huge. Islam does not tax you for everything you have, only for the things that you don't need, only for the things that are saved. So with this introduction, we'll move forward, inshallah, to the types that are subject to the zakah. We have five types. Zakah is obligatory on five types. Always remember the number. So whenever you wanted to ask, is there zakah on this thing or not, go back and see. Is it one of these five things or not? The first thing, livestock. Zakah is obligatory on livestock. The second thing, gold, silver, and cash. So we have livestock, we have gold, silver, and cash. Crops. This is the third thing, crops. The fourth thing, fruits. And the last thing, merchandise. Arud al-tijara. So we have livestock, we have gold, silver, and cash, we have fruits, crops, and merchandise. These are the five things. Now, what's the advantage of knowing them? Whenever you wanted to see if something is subject to zakah or not, you go back. Someone has 10 horses. How much should he pay for the zakah? Nothing. Why? It's not livestock. Exactly. You see, that's the advantage. That's the advantage. Whenever you limit the things that are subject to zakah, you know what you should pay and what you should not pay zakah for. So we will start with the first thing, the livestock. Livestock includes three things only: camels, cattle, and sheep. Camels, cattle, and sheep. You have 20 chickens. How much do you pay zakah? You don't pay zakah. Why? It's not livestock. Okay? That's the livestock. Camels, cattle, and sheep. So we have five things, five types that are subject to zakah. First one is livestock. What's the livestock? Three things: camels, cattle, and sheep. We'll start with the livestock, with the conditions. There are six necessary conditions for the zakah to be obligatory on these things. Without them, zakah is not obligatory. So it's not even enough. Even if you have camels, we wait until we look at these conditions. If they are met, then you have to pay zakah. If one of them is missing, then you don't pay the zakah. First one, the owner must be Muslim. The owner has to be Muslim. Do we go to the non-Muslims and we tell them, pay the zakah, you have 10 camels? No. They have to be Muslims first. Number two, he must be a free person, not a slave. Now the zakah is due on money, and the slave has no money. The money that he has, he owns it to his master. Therefore, in order for the zakah to become obligatory, you have to be free. This is the second condition. The third condition, he must be the sole possessor of the livestock. You have 10 camels, and someone came to you and he told you you have to pay the zakah. But you don't own these camels. You are using them for 5 months, for 6 months, and then you'll return them. Do you pay zakah?
No.
You're not the sole possessor. So this is another condition. Condition number four, the number of the livestock must meet the required nisab. This is a new word, nisab. What do we mean by nisab? Exactly. That's what we mean by nisab. There is nisab in livestock. There is nisab in gold, silver, and cash. There is nisab in fruits. There is nisab in crops. And there is nisab in merchandise. That's the nisab. It's different. So it has to meet the minimum, which is the required nisab. It's defined here, the minimum amount of property liable to payment of the zakah. Number five, the owner must possess the livestock for a full year. So let's say he is a Muslim, he is a free person, he owns this, he met the required nisab. Do we tell him tomorrow you will pay the zakah?
No, he has to keep it.
It has to be kept for 1 year. One full year, we mean by the year, 355 days. The lunar year. The lunar year, 355. The last one, the animals must graze freely. What do you mean by that? Yeah. If you pay for them, for their food, you bring the seeds, you bring the grass, you are paying for this, then you don't pay zakah. These are the six conditions for the zakah on the livestock. Now we will start with the camels. So we have first five types subject to zakah. One of them is the livestock. We have three types of livestock: camels, cattle, and sheep. We will start with the camel. We have six conditions required in order for the zakah to become obligatory on the livestock. Now, the nisab of the camels, the minimum amount. The zakah on the first five camels is a sheep. Arhamakumullah. First five camels is a sheep. So if someone has five camels, how much should he pay? What should he pay? One sheep. What if someone has four camels? Four camels. Do you pay anything? No. Four camels and half. Can you have half camel? Yeah.
To buy a sheep to give it as zakah. Can you sell one camel and buy a sheep?
Actually, now this is a good question. Why they say you give a sheep? Usually the one who has five camels, because at their time, even at their time, camel was, well, it's expensive until now. But at their time it was a method of transportation. So usually if you have five camels, that means you have a farm, you have a ranch, you're growing camels. And usually the one who grows camels, he has to have sheep. Because again, the camel is too expensive. You don't start with camels. You have to have sheep. That's why they say, if you have five camels, you pay what? One sheep. What if you don't have a sheep? Do you have to buy a sheep and to give it? No. You could give the value of a sheep. So it doesn't have to be a sheep. But usually that's what happens. Even nowadays, like people who are interested in camels, they have camels, but most likely they'll have also sheep. So the first five camels, you pay one sheep. The zakah on 10 camels is two sheep. The zakah on 20 camels is four. Each five, one sheep. So 20 camels, four sheep. What about the zakah on 15 camels? Three sheep. It's not mentioned because it's obvious now. You know, with five camels, you have to pay one sheep. 10 camels, two sheep. 20 camels, four sheep. That means 15 camels, three sheep. These are important things. Nowadays, many people, they don't know them. Why? Because they are not dealing with them. You may ask someone about the salah. He knows lots of a hadith about the tahara. But once it comes to the zakah, many people, they will start. It becomes difficult. So if you wanted to know the knowledge of someone in fiqh, ask them about some zakah issues. Now, the chapters will become a little bit difficult. The zakah on 25 camels is 5 sheep? No, it's not 5 sheep. 20 camels, 4 sheep. 24 camels, 4 sheep, the same. 25 camels, she camel. If you have 25 camels, what do you pay? She camel. What she camel? There is a specific she camel. It's called bint makhad. What's the meaning of bint makhad? The bint makhad camel is a camel that completed 1 year and entered into the second year. Yeah, more than 1 year. So let's say this she camel was born on January 2005. Now, you could pay it for the zakah if you have 25, because she's 1 year and plus. Okay? So this is the zakah. You need to know what to pay And what's the age of the she camel that you pay? 5 camels, 1 sheep, 20 camels, 4 sheep, 25 camels, 1 she camel. But what she camel? 1 year, finished 1 year, and it's going into the second year. The zakah on 36 camels. Now, remember, we moved from 5 to 10 to 15 to 20 to 25, then to 36. So what if you have 35 camels?
Two sheep and a
she camel.
1 year old.
No.
Still a she camel?
Only she camel.
What about the other 10?
You passed that nisab. You passed that level. You paid the she camel. So it's only she camel. You don't pay another sheep.
So all the way to 35, you still need one she camel, 1 year.
One she camel, bint machad. 36 camels, again you pay a she camel. But what she camel?
2 years,
which is called bint laboon.
So 2 years plus.
Bint laboon. The first one is bint machad, and the second one is bint laboon. But again, remember, 5, 10, 15, 20, 25, 36. Now, we're moving to 46. From 25 to 36, from 36 to 46. What if you have 45 camels?
2 years old.
1 she camel, 2 years old. That's it. If you have 46 camels, you have also to pay 1 she camel. What she camel? It's called hiqqa. It's 3 years plus. It completed 3 years and it's going into the fourth year. This is hiqqa. Now, why is this? Who determined that it is 25 or it is 30? It is from the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It is from Islam. Because people will ask, why? What's so significant about 25 camels? I have 5 camels. Why I go to pay sheep? Why don't I pay camel? Again, this is the religion. If you look at it, this is what is justice. Why it is 2.5% you pay from the cash money? Now here, again, the misconception that many people have, you pay 2.5% from everything, which is wrong. Here it's not 2.5%. Actually, it may be the same. It may be very similar to 2.5%, but it's different way. You don't calculate and pay 2.5. You pay like that. Why? Again, it is from the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He specified these amounts. And it was written to Abu Shah. Abu Shah, the companion of the Messenger, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who came, and he listened to the khutbah, and he wanted it written. So the Prophet ﷺ told the companions to write it for him. We discussed this in the introduction to the hadith. When we said that some companions, they wrote the hadith even at the time of the Messenger ﷺ. One of these hadith is this one, about the nisab of the ibl, of the camels. Now, if someone has 46 camels, definitely he has money, because how much is each camel? How much is the camel now? About 1,000. Or little, more or less?
About
$1,500. Oh, it goes more than $1,000?
Yeah, about $1,500. Well, 6,000 pounds, Egyptian pounds. So
wow.
About $1,500.
Let's say $1,000. So if you have 46 camels, then you have how much?
$46,000.
Two point five, yeah, very close, yeah. The zakah on 61 camels. Now again, 25, 36, 46. Do we have 56? No, we go to 61. The zakah on 61 camels is what? A she camel. completed 4 years and entered into the fifth year. It's called Jada'a. Now you need to memorize the names of the she-camels. The she-camel of the first year is what? Bint Makhad. The second year, Bint Labun. The third year, Haqqa. The fourth year, Jada'a. Yeah. Jada'a means it's liable to be married. Because, yeah, the camel, I don't know the average life for camels, but they live, I don't know, maybe over 20 years or so.
The pregnancy is 20 months.
20 months for the camel? Wow.
The elephant is 2 years.
Yeah, so it is different. So the camel, less than 4 years, she cannot be married to a male camel. So this is what you pay. What about later on after that, after 61? We'll discuss it later. At least memorize this. I guarantee you, most of the people, even those who studied Islam, they will not know. If you ask them, if I have 60 camels, how much I pay for the zakah? And who has 60 camels anyway nowadays? Do you know anyone who has 60 camels? How many?
One.
Very, very rare. Maybe there are some companies, because that's what they deal with, but very rare that some people, they have 60 camels. So we'll move forward to the second type of the livestock, which is the cattle. The zakah on 30 head of cattle is a bull that has completed 1 year of age and entered into the second year. But if you have 28 cows, do you pay anything? No, it has to be 30. What do you pay if you have 30? A bull that completed 1 year and entered into the second year. Or or can you pay a cow instead of a bull? Yeah. Now, which is more expensive, the bull or the cow? The bull?
The bull is more expensive than the cow.
Are you sure? Because I thought the cow is more expensive.
The cow cannot be slaughtered in a lot of countries. The bull is for meat.
The bull is for meat? I thought the cow is for meat, actually.
Yeah, this is maybe here in the States, but over there, no.
Yeah, this is interesting also, because this is an issue of the zakah. Why I'm telling you this? Because even in the camels, what if someone has 36 camels? What should he pay?
She
2 years, which is called Bint Labun. Bint Labun. What if he has a she camel, but she is 3 years? Can he pay it?
Yes.
Yeah. If you have 2.5 and you wanted to pay 3%, can you? You can. The same thing here. What if he... Because the bull, again, the purpose of the bull, if you have the bull, you could grow your cattle. But if you have only cows, how they will grow? So maybe you say, I don't want to give this bull. Can I give a cow? If it's more expensive, then yes. If it's less, then you cannot.
Yeah, it switches in horses and cows. Horses and males, bulls and male horses are more expensive than females in the eastern side of the world. In the western...
Yeah, this is interesting if it's different from each country. Okay, so anyway, the zakah on 30 head of cattle is bull. Completed 1 year and entered into the second year. The zakah on 40 head. Now, Don't be confused. In the camels, we have 25, 36, 46, 61. Here, we have 30, 40. The zakah on 40 head of cattle is a cow that has completed 2 years of age and entered into the third year. This tells you that the cow is more expensive, actually. Yeah. But what if things changed and the bull became more expensive? It doesn't matter. You have to pay what Islam tells you. So the zakah on 40 head of cattle is a cow that has completed 2 years of age and entered into the third year. Later, you double the amount for the cow. Like if you have 82 cows. The sheep. Again, the same thing. Do you know anyone who has 40 cows? 40. How many? A lot of people? 40 cows? MashaAllah, that's fortune actually. Imagine if you have 40 cows. Yeah, they are expensive also. Now the nisab of sheep. The zakah on 40 sheep is either a sheep that has completed 1 year of age and entered into the second year, or a goat that has completed 2 years of age and entered into the third year. So what's the minimum nisab for the sheep? 40. What's the minimum nisab for the cattle? 30. What's the minimum nisab for camel? 5. Okay? Try to memorize this. You will not be able to memorize them because now you may think it's possible. After 2 weeks, I guarantee you, if I asked you, you will not remember. How can you keep this information? Try to practice. Remember, imagine, ask yourself always, ask the brothers, the sisters who studied with you, what if we have 40 camels? What do we do? 56, 61, 40 cows. Okay, so the nisab of the sheep is 40 sheep. If you have 40, what do you pay? 1. What if you did not want to pay 1 sheep? What do you pay? Goat. But the goat has to be 2 years. So this tells you which is cheaper, the goat or the sheep? The goat. The goat is cheaper. There are actually some goats, they are very expensive nowadays. Okay, after 40, do we have 50, 60?
Yeah.
No.
Well, there is
121. From 40 until 100, until 120, do you pay anything?
No.
No. Until 121. 121. When you have 121 sheep, what do you pay?
Two sheep.
You pay 2 sheep. You don't pay anything.
Just one.
Yes. After 121, what do you have?
201.
201. What do you pay? 201. 3 sheep. Again, why? Why it's not like the cattle every 10? Because again, sheep is cheaper. It's cheaper than the camel, it's cheaper than the cow. So the zakah on 201 is 3 sheep. The zakah on 400 sheep is 4 sheep. So it begins with 40, then it's all the way to 121, then 201, then 400. From 201 until 399. Do you pay anything?
No.
You pay only 3 sheep. So if someone has 201 sheep, and someone else has 350 sheep, they pay the same. 3 sheep. Okay? Is that clear? The nisab of the cattle? Now, we are moving to the zakah on gold, silver, and cash. How many conditions? 400, there is 4 sheep.
Over
400, 4 sheep. And then it moves, like every 100. Again, memorize this and then ask about the later on. Yes. Is there any specific age? It was mentioned in the 40 sheep. It has to be 1 year old. How many conditions do we have to pay the zakah on the livestock?
Six.
6 conditions. Now, how many conditions for the cash, silver, and gold? 5. Remember the difference between each one. There are 5 necessary conditions in order for the zakah to become obligatory on gold, silver, and cash. The owner must be Muslim, the same thing. He must be a free person, it's the same thing. He must be the sole possessor, it's the same thing. The quantity of gold, silver, and cash must meet the required nisab, again the same thing. Exactly. Do you have to graze freely to pay the zakah on gold? No. Maybe the wife?
No, nothing would be lucky to take it.
Yeah. We don't have grazing in the gold, silver, and cash. So that's the only difference. Okay, so when you memorize the conditions, it will become easy, inshallah. These are the 5 conditions, the same ones in the livestock except for grazing freely. Well, we said about the nisab of livestock. What about the nisab of gold, silver, and cash? Nisab of gold, what's the nisab of gold? What do you mean by the nisab? The minimum amount. The minimum amount of sheep to meet the nisab is what? 40. What about the gold? Is it 40 also? It's by weight. 2 kilograms?
Really?
1 kilogram? I'm asking, you don't know?
I think it's
85 grams. This is the nisab of gold. It is 85 grams. What do we mean by that? We mean by that if you have 80 grams of gold for 1 year, do you pay the zakah?
No,
you did not meet the required nisab, the minimum nisab. You don't pay zakah.
Is that gold saved or used or gold?
Well, what did we say? That this is the question. Is it gold saved or used?
For full year.
For full year.
Must possess.
The used gold, the jewelry of women, this is a separate issue. We'll talk about it later. But now, yeah, we're discussing the gold that is saved. Again, why they mentioned the gold and silver? Because that was the currency they used to purchase things with.
The most stable way to save money right now.
Gold? But it's also, I mean,
it goes down.
It goes up sometimes. Really?
Yeah, it's been going up ever since.
So you recommend saving gold?
That's been my father's advice.
Yeah. Yeah, it was very high last year. Last like 6 months ago, in the beginning of the year, it was crazy.
It went up from $11 to $17.
Per gram. 24 carat? $17. Yeah. Anyway, so this is the nisab, 85 grams. So if you have 85 grams, what do you pay? One sheep. Again, you need to know the nisab, and you need to know how much you pay if you reach the nisab. In the livestock, we mentioned, if you have 40 sheep, this is the nisab, what do you pay? One sheep. You have 36 camels, what do you pay? One sheep camel.
2.5% of the price.
2.5% of this?
Of the market price.
Of the 85 grams. That's what you pay. 2.5%. It used to be 20 mithqal, 20 mithqal. That's how they measured 85 grams. It is 20 mithqal. At their time, they had different ways to measure the weight. So it was 20 mithqal. That was the nisab. What if someone has 87 grams, but it's not pure gold? It's mixed with copper or iron or any other mineral.
2.5%. I mean, if the gold itself is less than...
Well, that's my question. You have 87 grams of 18 carat of gold. 87 grams.
87 grams of 18 carat
gold. Yes.
Does it have to be pure gold?
Yes, it has to be pure gold. That's the thing. Almost 60 grams or more, a little bit, but it is not 85. So it did not reach the nisab, so you don't have to pay the zakah. So you don't have to pay the zakah. What about silver? What's the nisab of silver?
Silver is cheaper, a little less cheaper than gold.
Yeah, it's cheaper. So what's the nisab? If it's cheaper, we have 85 grams of gold. Do we have like 100 grams, 150 grams of silver? What's the price of each gram of silver? Half dollar, maybe 50 cents. But the gold, it is 17 or more. Yes, do we have something? Do we have answer from online? The nisab, who said that? Zakir, very good, Zakir. That's correct. 595 grams. It's almost 600. So if you calculate, it's about the same or less, actually.
How much did you
use
silver? Yeah, silver.
Not 750, then 999.
So it is 595 grams of silver. It used to be 200 dirham. That's the nisab. At the time of the Messenger ﷺ, at that time, and the time of the companions, again they used to use gold and silver. Each golden coin, it is like, the golden coin was called dinar. And it is 10 dirham. The dinar from gold and the dirham from silver. So they had 200 dirham, 200 silver coin. When you have 200 silver coins, then you pay the zakah. What's the weight of them? 595 grams. How much do you pay out of 595 grams? 2.5%, the same thing. Gold and silver, they vary in the nisab, but the payment you pay is the same, 2.5%. Is this clear? Okay. What about cash? What about the zakah on cash? Now, if you noticed, when I mentioned the title, the word cash was underlined. Because actually it was not there. Cash. At the time of the Messenger, what was the currency they used? Dollar? Pound? They did not have. They had gold and silver. Why now do we pay zakah on cash? Scholars agreed that if the money became value by itself, now this is the dollar you have. What is it?
Paper.
It's a paper. If one day the president or the government decided that it has no value, what will happen to it? It will have no value. So why do we pay zakah on it? It's paper. Because it became, it has value now. So it became a separate, like a separate money by itself, just like gold and silver. So it has to be subject to the zakah. Cash, just like gold and silver. But when we say just like gold and silver, so what's the minimum amount of money you have to have in order for you to pay the zakah? That's the question. What's the minimum amount of money you have to have in order for you to pay the zakah? The equal of, equivalent of 895 grams of silver.
895 grams of
silver. Mm-hmm. So what is it? In cash, we don't have specific amount. We say like, if you have $1,000, you have to pay the zakah. Why? Because it depends on the gold and silver.
The price you sell on today should be about $400.
$400.
If the gram of silver is $0.5.
Okay, here's the thing. Now scholars, they have two ways to calculate the zakah on cash. One way according to the gold, and the other way according to the silver. According to gold, if we say 85 grams, and each gram is how much?
$18.
It comes up to what? 18 times 85. Okay. It's almost $1,600. It's almost how much? $1,600. Yeah, $1,500. So that means if you have less than $1,500, do you pay the zakah?
No.
No. If it's according to the gold. But what if it's according to the silver?
You pay.
Because the nisab of the silver is less. Nowadays, most of the people, they calculate the zakah according to the gold. If you calculate it according to the gold, more people will pay the zakah or less?
Less
people. That's why some scholars actually, they recommended calculating the zakah according to the silver. Not only because more people will pay the zakah, but because silver is more stable. It's more stable than gold. Gold is, yarhamukumullah, gold is changing always. Like 1 month, this is the price. The second month, is the price is different. Huge difference in the price. But silver is almost always the same. So that's how you calculate, because someone will come and ask you, why do I pay zakah on $10,000? I don't have gold, I don't have silver. Allah did not mention in the Quran that those who don't pay the zakah on their dollars, those who don't pay the zakah on their cash. Allah mentioned those who don't, who save gold and silver, and they don't pay the zakah on it. But money is just like gold and silver. Actually, I will take very brief few minutes only to talk about the cash. How cash started? How people started using cash money?
It was pieces of paper that's written that this piece of paper is equivalent to so much amount of money when it's presented and guaranteed by the government.
Exactly. That's how it started. Now, earlier, they used to carry gold and silver. You want something, you pay the gold or silver. Later they wanted something more practical, something more easier. So they issued documents. In the documents, it says that this document is equal to 10 silver coins, one golden coin. And whenever you present this document, they will give you the equivalent of it. So now, instead of you carrying gold and silver, you carry this document. And instead of you go to the people to give you the gold and silver, the government, who issued this document, you started exchanging it with people. Give me this, I have this document, and this document is known for everybody. So they issued documents according to gold and silver. Until 1971, I believe, President Nixon, he separated the link between cash and gold and silver. Based on that, cash became a loan. Cash has its own value. And from that time until now, Muslim scholars, they met and they had lots of conferences to decide what to do. And they agreed that cash has value by itself just like gold and silver. Therefore, you have to pay the zakah on cash as well. Previously, again, it was not mentioned. It was not there. 200 years ago, there was nothing called money, paper money. They did not have that. They had gold and silver.
My father told me in 1940s, 1945, if he wanted a gold pound, Egyptian pound, he used to take one paper, Egyptian pound, 1 pound,
mm-hmm.
to the jewelry and give him 3 piastres, like 3 cents, in the top of the Egyptian pound to take, a golden pound with 3 cents,
mm-hmm.
to take a paper pound. The paper pound was more expensive than gold.
The paper.
Because it was worth 1 pound gold, but fluctuation of the gold made it more expensive.
Yeah, and it's easier. I mean, nowadays, if you take this paper and you go to the Federal Reserve, no one will give you anything for it, gold or silver.
I still have one. And it says on it what I told.
Yeah, at the beginning, that's what it said. At the beginning, the first money came, the cash money, this document is worth of like so and so of gold. Or it says pay to the holder of it, to the carrier of this thing, so and so much of gold or silver.
Who invented that was the people that did trading from Sham to Jabal Sham.
Mm-hmm.
Used to send sucks, the suck checks to China.
Okay, so now how do we calculate the zakah? Someone has $1,800. Does he have to pay the zakah or not? Now I'm asking all of you. Someone has $1,800. Does he have to pay the zakah or not?
How long? How long has he had it?
He saved it for 1 year.
He has to pay.
Why?
Because it meets the nisab in gold and silver.
Okay, so before you calculate, before you say this is how much he should pay, you need to go first and see how much is the value of gold or silver according to what you will calculate the zakah. So let's say you wanted to calculate it according to gold and you found out that the nisab of gold is 1500. So the 1800 is higher. So the nisab is there. You have the nisab. How much you pay?
2.5%.
So, all the 1500 or 1800. So, this is what we have. Now, because that's what people will ask you. They don't care 2.5 or tell me how much should I pay. That's what they will say. We have someone has $1,300. A woman has 95 grams of gold. Another man has 600 dollars. All of them, they wanted to pay the zakah today. Today, 1 gram of gold is $17. And 1 gram of silver is, let's say, 48 cents. Calculate the zakah. How do you do it? What do you do?
So, the one on the top, is he going to pay according to gold or silver?
Again, what do you do? You provide the answer. You give the answer. People come to you, so you give them the answer.
Well, the first one, if he wants to pay according to the gold, he doesn't have to pay.
The first one. Why?
Because he doesn't meet the nisab.
Okay, if we say we will calculate this according to the gold, Let's see what's the nisab. 17 times 85. 14? No, not 14.
You calculate the first
1,435.
17 times 85 is 1,445.
1,445?
Yes.
I don't know. I did not calculate for
17 times 85.
So it is 1,445. So this is higher than 1,300. Does he have to pay the zakah?
No.
So instead of telling him, oh, you have to pay 2.5 and you start calculating, first of all, you see. Now, before that even, you have to ask, did he save it for 1 year or not? He saved it for 1 year. So how or when do you calculate the zakah? According to last year or according to today?
If he saved the entire amount for 1 year.
He saved it for 1 year.
And that's what he has to do.
Okay, let me ask in another way. The price of gold is $17 today, but last year it was $12. Based on that, the nisab of gold, let's say, 1,280. So you tell him you pay the zakah or you don't pay the zakah. What do you tell him?
At today's price.
At today's price, not at last year. Okay, so always you calculate according to today's price. So in this case, this one, according to gold, does he have to pay the zakah?
No.
Because he doesn't meet the nisab.
According to the silver, he has to
pay the zakah.
$285.
Plus. So it's way over, right?
Yes.
It's way over. So he pays the zakah. How much he pays? Now first, again, we calculated and we saw, is it over the nisab or it's not over the nisab? It is over the nisab, so he has to pay the zakah. How much should he pay?
2.5%.
How much? He told you, I have 1,300. Don't tell me 2.5. Tell me $5, $10, $20. How do you calculate? Now, 2.5 of 1,300. Each 1,000, how much you pay? $25 from each 1,000.
No, $13.
Hmm?
$32.
The total is $32.50. But what if you don't have calculator? What do you do? That's why we try to do it this way.
1% but, of 1,300 is $13. Plus $13 plus
7.5. Yes. Okay. Yeah, that works also. So again, how much he pays?
$32.50.
That's what he should pay. What about the lady who has 95 grams? Yes.
She pays.
She has gold. She doesn't want. She wants to pay gold. She doesn't have money. She said, "I have gold. I deal only with gold." Yeah, so she pays 2.5% of the gold. So you calculate 95 grams, it will come up to like 2 grams and some fractions. Yes? 2.375? Yeah. Yeah. Oh, really? Oh, my God. Okay, what about the $600?
That's $15.
$15 according to the silver. So again, in order to avoid confusing people, from now start calculating according to one method, whether according to gold or according to silver. And it's recommended to be calculated according to silver. What about other jewelry? Someone has 100 grams of diamond. How much is the gram of diamond? Lots of money. I don't know actually, but it's expensive. Yeah, so if you say 100 grams, this will come up to like $5,000 or more. Let's say $5,000. Does she have to pay the zakah?
No.
Ruby, it's only gold, silver, and cash. With this, inshallah, we'll conclude our session. هذا وصلى الله وسلم على نبي محمد وعلى صحبه أجمعين. Is there any question about... No, you don't pay zakah. Only gold, silver, and cash. That's why you pay diamonds. Give your wife diamond gifts.
No more gold.
Diamonds only.